the blame for this lies solely at the door of the government. There's a very serious situation here in Donegal, and I'm sure elsewhere, where those who have been approved for home help packages are waiting up 9, 10, maybe 12 weeks, and I think that's increasing due to the fact that the government and the HSE will not release further funding to employ carers. They're just waiting now, to put it crudely, they're waiting on people to die so that they can recycle the hours. That's number one. Number two, there are a number of patients who are medically discharged. They're taking up beds in the hospitals. They want to get home, but there's no hours for home help. And of course, added to that, the embargo which we have at the moment, if there are any nursing staff off on holidays, off on maternity leave, off on sick leave, then the embargo does not allow the hospitals to employ any nurses. So therefore, there are hospitals with vacant beds and they cannot use these.
And with another winter looming ever so much closer, what do you foresee happening?
Well, of course, winter now is 52 weeks of the year as far as the health board is concerned. One time they were preparing, but I will be, together with my colleagues, exerting pressure on the minister to release funds. But of course, on the other side, they have overruns in the community nursing units in 2016-21, and now they're expecting the old, the weak and the vulnerable to bridge the gap for that overspend. I think it's wrong that we should treat our elderly in this fashion, and the government and the government representatives have to wake up and ensure that these hours are made available, because there are plenty of home help personnel who are only happy to provide the service.